Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Marissa Jacob, she's managing director at Expat Web. There's no doubt that there's significant unhappiness amongst medical teams, doctors and nurses in South Africa, and many of them are looking to leave the health system. Marissa Jacobs joining us to discuss this topic. Good morning, Marissa. How bad is the situation?
Good morning. Department of Home Affairs has recently published their draft list of critical skills, and that's really the catalyst that has shone a spotlight in terms of the healthcare professionals. And we've seen over the past few years how we've got a shortage in healthcare professionals, and the COVID pandemic has definitely increased that shortage. It's not just a shortage in South Africa, it's a global shortage of healthcare professionals and specifically nurses. And that is sort of what has gotten the subject to the surface again, and guys are starting to talk about it again to say there is a shortage. How do we address the shortage? The shortage is two-way. It is both that we don't have enough, and the guys that we do have are leaving for greener pastures on the other side. And how do we address that? So that's a bit of an introduction in terms of where we're at.
Mm. Are people leaving for other countries, or are they leaving the healthcare industry?
So there's both sides. So on the one side, we are seeing graduates who have obtained the degree and the professional accreditation who are leaving to go and practice in other countries. And then we are also seeing the South African Nursing Council publish some data recently where they said roughly 48% of practicing nurses will reach retirement age in the next 15 years. And if we look at the amount of professionals entering the market, we are not producing enough to replace the guys that are reaching retirement age. Mm-hmm. So we've got a very senior workforce when it comes to the nursing professional.
What does training entail today? Because if you're saying that one of the problems is that we're actually not bringing people into the system, what is our system? What is the system of qualification?
Sure. You're asking me a question that's outside of my scope of reference. It's definitely a formal qualification in terms of the universities. Mm-hmm. We know that our universities produce excellent healthcare professionals. We know countries like Canada is a great example where you don't, a South African a graduate does not need to go through a bridging course when they immigrate to Canada. It's one of the only countries graduates that can go straight into the profession without any additional training. So we know that we produce a very high caliber. For doctors, there's of course the practical years that need to follow after you've obtained your degree. So the barrier for entry is quite high. And I think that also adds to the shortage.
Well, one of the things that you've suggested that I read was to use the example that the United Kingdom have followed in order to bolster their own healthcare workforce. Take us through that.
End of last year, the UK announced that they are going to be bringing in an immigration visa category specifically for healthcare professionals to make it easy for foreigners to apply for a visa and to practice medicine in the UK. And they realised that they have a shortage of nursing professionals and healthcare professionals in general, and they're not producing enough locally. Brexit obviously also created extra pressure point for them. A lot of their healthcare professionals came from Europe, and they immediately recognized that they're going to have to put a system in place where they can more easily attract foreign healthcare professionals to practice in the country. And it's a fantastic and innovative way using the immigration system to bolster skills in the country. And my thoughts were, it's a great idea. Why don't we copy it to a certain extent? We've got the critical skills list on which there's the new draft has 216 occupations, of which roughly 10 of them are in the nursing and healthcare professional practice. But why not just highlight some of our skills that we know we have a severe shortage of, which would include healthcare professionals, engineers, ICT professionals with technology really leaping forward. We could have a specific category that is just aligned at trying to attract more and more of those skills.
And we've seen Canada do that as well. For years, they were encouraging locally our local doctors to go there because they would pay very, very well. They would give them a great position. And so they were attracted. Nobody wants in their right mind to go and live in Saskatchewan, but they went because of the incentives in order to do so. What you're suggesting, I imagine, is doing that here in South Africa.
Correct. So using some of those incentives that other countries have used to say let's attract those skills here. We see lots of foreign talent very willing to come to South Africa and live and work here. Many of the guys that we help to come in on work visas ultimately stay on and obtain their permanent residency. South Africa is still an extremely attractive destination for Europeans and British nationals alike. And there's no reason why we can't capitalize on that to say, let's grow the economy, let's bolster our skills base by attracting those skills. Mm.
Marissa, you've been quite vocal around this. Have you received a reasonable response? Is it being taken seriously?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been off the back of the occupations in high demand list by the Department of Higher Education and Training. The Department of Home Affairs have now published a new draft critical skills list. We annually conduct a critical skills survey where we ask employers to give feedback in terms of what are those skills that they struggle so terribly to recruit in South Africa, and does a search internationally help them to find those skills? We've given that input from the survey to the department. We've seen at least 22 occupations being re-included on the list that were going to be removed as a result of the survey. So we've seen government taking it extremely seriously, and we've seen lots of commentary from business and professional bodies alike in terms of the new draft list and what the shortcomings of the list are and how that's going to impact business going forward. And the department is engaging tremendously with industry to make sure that they get the list right. So we are very optimistic that we're going to see some good feedback in the next couple of months from government in terms of how do we address the skill shortage and how do we attract more. And then, of course, on the other side also, how do we retain South Africans?
Exactly, 100%. That's where we leave it, Marissa Jacob, Managing Director at Expat Web. Thank you for the work that you do, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us.